Introduce two of my friends that are here today. I'd like to introduce Steve and Alan. If they could stand up, they came with me today.
This is 牧师的朋友 Steve 和 Alan.
Our church is reading through the Bible.
牧师他们的教会正在读圣经.
And on this journey, we're reading the book of Leviticus right now. And I realize that I've been in ministry for 30 years.
牧师已经牧会30年了,
just here in Stanford.
就在, 斯坦福这个地方,
and I never preached a sermon out of Leviticus.
但是他好像从来没有, 在立位记里面挑一些经节来讲道。
So I'm going to preach... My first sermon, actually I preached this last week at Grace Church, and it'll be the first time in Wilton that I'm preaching out of the book of Leviticus. So you can open your Bibles there, we'll be out of Leviticus 16.
请大家翻到利未记16章.
And what we're going to focus on is a special activity, a special day called the Day of Atonement.
今天重点要讲的是一个特殊的节日, 叫做赎罪日。
The Jewish calendar had two seasons that were full of activities.
在犹太人的, 立法里面, 有两个节期, 有一些节日要遵守。
The first were the spring holidays of Passover and Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, and Pentecost.
第一个节期就是春季, 他们有逾越节, 除教节, 初熟之物, 还有五旬节。
And then in the fall, they added the Feast of Trumpets.
然后在秋季, 他们就加了一个吹角节。
And that feast is called Rosh Hashanah.
就是叫这 Rosh Hashanah.
No. We're going to say it in Hebrew. So I'd like you all to say Rosh. Hashanah.
Hashanah.
You now speak Yiddish.
你们现在就讲的是希伯来语了。
And that was 10 days that were filled with fasting and repentance and humbling themselves before God.
在那个节日里面, 人们要用10天来进食, 祷告, 在神面前, 降自卑。
They wanted to start their new year out by having their relationship with God clean.
因为他们想要在新的一年的到来的时候, 和神有一个全新的好的关系。
And then the second feast was called the Day of Atonement.
第二个节日就是赎罪日。
So we're going to say Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur.
Yom means day, Kippur means covering, Day of Atonement.
羊就是日子, Kippur就是赎罪。
And there was a special guy that was very critical for this day.
在这个节日里有一个人很重要。
His name was the high priest.
他就是大祭司。
So let's read from Leviticus 16. And Jew, if you could read 3 through 5.
我们读16章3到5节。 亚伦进圣所要带一只公牛犊为赎罪祭，一只公绵羊为燔祭。 要穿上细麻布圣内袍，把细麻布裤子穿在身上，腰束细麻布带子，头戴细麻布冠冕，这都是圣服。他要用水洗身，然后穿戴，要从以色列会众取两只公山羊为赎罪祭，一只公绵羊为燔祭。
I think this is the only place in the Bible it mentions underwear.
这可能是整个圣经里面唯一提到内裤的地方。So
we better pay special attention.
所以大家要格外的注意。He
had to have sacred underwear.
这个大祭司要穿这种很神圣的内裤。But
this is what he would look like.
这就是他会像什么样子。
There would be a turban over his head.
他头上会戴着这个头巾。You
can see on his breastplate there's 12 stones.
他的胸牌上面镶嵌了12块石头。
That's the Urim and Thummim.
这叫做乌林和土明。
And that's the way he would discern God's will. I call it the heavenly dice.
那是, 他就是说好像神给了他的这种神圣的东西, 他就带在身上。
As mentioned before, he had sacred linen underwear.
他还有, 就我们刚才提到这个很神圣的细麻布的内裤
and a sash that he had around his waist.
腰上还要系一条腰带。
This is where he would offer the sacrifice.
这就是大祭司献祭的地方。
This is the secondtabernacle that was built by Herod the Great.
这就是以前希律王建的一座圣殿。
This platform on the outside, this is the largest sacred site in the history of the world.
这是世界历史上最大的一个圣殿。
It's estimated that 210,000 people could gather in that outer court.
这个圣殿前面的广场上可以聚集21万个朝拜者。
That's twice the population of Stanford.
那就是差不多斯坦福所有的人加一起两倍这么多。
18,000 guys were on the work crew that did this.
用了18,000个工人盖这个圣殿。
That means when they were completed, there were 18,000 unemployed workers.
这意味着这个圣殿盖好了以后，有18,000个人这样失业了。
2.3 million stones involved with this.
一共用了230万块石头。
There were some rocks that were 10 feet long by 10 feet high by 80 feet long. They weighed thousands and thousands of pounds.
他们所用的石材有一些很巨大，有这种十尺长、十尺宽，然后80尺这么高的这么大的石头。
Let me show you a picture. This is one of those stones.
就是这个就是一个例子。
And you know, Josephus said this. He said there was not a sound of a chisel at the sacred site.
有一个历史学家约西弗斯曾经记载说，当他们盖圣殿的时候，整个这个地方听不到一声凿子的声音。
All of these stones were cut away from the temple area and brought in, and they still don't know how they got them there. We do not have the mechanism to bring these stones in today.
这些石头都是在别的地方先凿好了，然后再运到圣殿山上去的。今天的人还不知道他们是怎么把这些石头运上去的。
One other part is that there was gold at the top of this temple that was as large as a man.
这个圣殿山上有一些金子，它金子大的就像一个人这么大。
Now this temple site is an exact representation.Of the temple that was in heaven.
这个圣殿就是当时人们想要代表的一个天上的一个殿。
As we're reading through the Bible, there was incredible detail that God gave Moses for this temple.
当我们读圣经的时候，可以读到神给了摩西很详细的指示，告诉他要怎么修这样一座圣殿。
So that what was happening here was there was this exact copy.Of what was in heaven here on earth.
所以人们看到的就是，一个天上的殿的一个副本，他们建在了地上。
And many historians wrote that when the sacrifices were offered, they would sense that God and His power and His presence was right here on this earth with them.
历史学家记载，当人们在这圣殿里面献祭的时候，这个附近的人都感到神的同在。
Josephus said this.About reflecting on the construction of the tabernacle and looking at the vestments of the priests, and I'll just let you read it in Mandarin.
这就是约西弗斯他曾经说，如果我们仔细品味会幕的建造、祭祀的圣衣和他们圣仪式的器具，就会发现每一件物品都旨在回顾，代表宇宙。
There was something that was literally out of this world happening during these times.
在他们献祭的时候，很明显，他们是进行了一些活动，是无法，这个地球上的人是无法理解的。
You have hundreds of thousands of worshippers who have been preparing their hearts for 10 days.
就在那个日期，有成千上万的人，在那个十天的当中来，忏悔。
Their souls have been searching for God to have their sins removed.
他们就扪心自问，他们向神去呼求，想要让神洗净自己的罪。
And now there is one man who is going to be the mediator between the people and God.
在那些人当中有一个人，他就会作为神和人的中介，把人带到神的面前。
This one high priest is going to have the ability to take away the sins of the nation for a year.
这个大祭司。他就有这种能力，能够 把这个他会众里面的罪能够消除掉，能够持续一年，保持他们没有罪。
You better hope he has holy underwear on.
所以你就希望说这个人他真的是非常圣洁的，他最好是连他穿的内裤都是很神圣的。
So this is the process.
这就是他们进行了这种仪式的程序。
Could you read verse 6?
亚伦要把赎罪祭的公牛奉上，为自己和本家赎罪。
Aaron had to sacrifice a bull to cleanse his sins.
大祭司本人他就需要用一头公牛来洁净他自己的罪。
And you know what struck me is the people's sins just needed a little goat.
牧师觉得很惊讶，就是人民的罪用一只山羊就可以代表了。
But the pastor needed a big bull.
但是一个牧师的罪要用这么大一头牛来代表。
I don't know if that's intimidation on your pastor, but I know this pastor needs the big bull.
他不知道你们的牧师是怎么样，但是他是他自己这个牧师需要一个很大的牛来领他的罪呢。
So I had to have God power wash my heart before I could intercede for your sin.
所以作为他本人作为一个牧师，他需要神很大的能力来洁净他，他才能够代表我们。
So the process is going to unfold.And as it does, we need to just take a brief moment to understand the difference between Eastern thought and Western thought.
就是他们的仪式就会这样进行。我们在讨论这个仪式之前，我们先要明确一下，东西方的思维方式是不一样的。
The Eastern mind pictures things with stories and pictures and metaphors and illustrations.
在东方人的思想里面，他们经常用一些比喻。用一些很形象的方式来表达一些思想。
The Greek mind, when it talks, conveys things in propositions and in sentences and verbiage.
但是当希腊人他们讨论一些思想的时候，他们都用了一些很概括的、很抽象的语言。
If a Greek wanted to tell you about God, he would say, "God is all powerful and God is present everywhere."
如果一个希腊人告诉向你描述神，他会说神是有大能力的，神是无所不在的。
If an Eastern mind wanted to speak about God, he would say, "God, the Lord is my shepherd."
但是如果一个东方人向你描述神的时候，他就会说神是我的牧者。
So God now wants to give a picture of what forgiveness is all about.
所以现在神就要给我们描述一个形象的图画，来向我们显明啊，赎罪赦免是个什么样子。
God wants to give a picture so that everyone will catch it. What our number one problem is?
神要给我们这么一个形象的图画，让我们知道我们人类最大的问题是什么。
What do you think is the most important problem that we face as men and women?
在座的各位，你们觉得我们现在面临的最大的问题是什么？
The economy's bad.
经济很糟糕。
Maybe terrorists are going to be here.
恐怖分子也正在活动。
Faith, exactly. The biggest problem is our relationship with God is disconnected.
我们最大的问题是我们人和神的关系很疏远。
We know that there's a God there. We can feel that He's there, but we don't know Him.
我们知道有一个神在那儿，但是呢，我们跟他没有什么关系。
So God wants to give us a picture of how we can have a restored relationship with Him.
所以神就向我们描述了一幅图画，向我们显明怎么样和他恢复这个好的关系。
So here's the story of Yom Kippur.
所以现在就是讲了这个赎罪日的故事。
Read 7 through 10.
第七到第八节，也要把两只公山羊安置在会幕门口耶和华面前，为那两只羊拈阄，一只归于耶和华，一阄归于阿撒谢勒。亚伦要把那拈阄归于耶和华的羊献为赎罪祭，但那拈阄归于阿撒谢勒的羊要活着安置在耶和华面前，用以赎罪。打发人送到旷野去，归于阿撒谢勒。
The process starts with two goats.
整个的过程是以两只羊来开始。
One of these goats is going to be called the Lord's goat.
其中一只羊叫做神的羊。
And that goat is going to be placed on an altar, and its throat is going to be slit, and is going to be killed.
这只羊会被放在一个祭坛上。
And it will be burnt on an altar.
会被杀死，然后会被烧掉，献作燔祭。
The second goat is going to be selected to carry the sins away.
第二只羊被选来，把人们的罪带到很远的地方去。
And let me just tell you, what will happen is, in many of the traditions, the Jewish people have a book called the Mishnah, which is a commentary on the Bible, and they have this story in it.
在犹太人的文化里面，他们有一本书，这个书里面记载了许多事情。
It is a story that they take a red cord and they put a red cord around the head of the second goat.
有一个事情就是说，他们在这只阿撒谢的这只羊的头上要缠一个红布条。
This cord is placed. Well, he puts his hands on the head of the goat first.
这个祭司先把双手放到羊的头上。
And then he has this red cord that he ties around the goat.
然后他把一个红布条拴在羊的头上。
Let me go back just to, the name of this second goat is called the Azazel goat.
这个第二只羊叫做阿撒谢勒。
So you now know three Hebrew words today.
你们今天已经学了三个希伯来语了。
And the tradition is that as this goat was being led out from this temple area, picture there's 200,000 people.
你们想象一下，那个时候圣殿旁边围着20,000多人。然后呢，人们要把这只羊带走。
This goat has all the sins of the nation on it.
这只羊就是承载了整个这个国家的罪孽。
So they're yelling, "Take it away!"
所以，围观的人都大声喊
"Get rid of this goat!"
把它带走，除掉它。
Get it out of here!
把它带走。
And so you can see this goat as everyone's yelling as it's going out into the wilderness.
所以你们想象一下，这些人都在那儿喊叫。就有人把这只羊带走，带到旷野当中。
Lays hands on, ties the red cord, and then they would ask a Gentile to take the goat away.
他们其实是让一个外邦人把这只羊带走的。
They didn't want one of their people doing it, so they'd hire a Gentile to do that.
他们不会让自己的人做这个事情，他们就雇一个外邦人来做这件事。
Now what I want to do is fast forward a clock 1,400 years.
那我们现在再往后，快进400年。
This is John 19.
我们看约翰福音19章。Do you want me to read?
1 and 2.
1-2节。当下，比拉多将耶稣鞭打了，兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍。
Now, if you have a prisoner, and the people have yelled, "He's guilty! He's guilty!" and then they put a crown of thorns on his head, what's going to happen to his brow?
当时大家都说耶稣是有罪的，然后兵丁就把荆棘冠冕戴在耶稣的头上。你们觉得这个冠冕戴上以后，他的头上会是什么颜色呢？
It will bleed.
他会流血。
It will become red.
就会变成红色。
So they've yelled about Jesus. He's guilty. He now has a red cord around his head.
现在耶稣头上就有了一个像红布条这样红色的。
This is John 19. Could you read verses 14 to 17?
14-17节，那日是预备逾越节的日子，约有五正。比拉多对犹太人说：“看哪，这是你们的王。”他们喊着说：“除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。”比拉多说：“我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？”祭司长回答说：“除了凯撒，我们没有王。”于是比拉多将耶稣交给他们去钉十字架，他们就把耶稣带了去。耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地，希伯来话叫哥哥他。
What did they yell back?
那些人喊的是什么呢？
crucify him? This is what they yelled back. Take him away. Take him away.
他们先说的是, 除掉他, 除掉他, 带他走。
Now I understand your translation means get rid of him.
中文翻译的是, 除掉他。
It's not an exact translation of Azazel, but it has the same meaning.
这是意思和那个阿撒歇勒是一样, 都是带他走的意思。
And then, you notice that in verse 16, it says, so the soldiers took him away.
你们再看, 在16节,
what ethnicity were the soldiers?
他们是,
Gentile Romans.
他们,
so if you're Jew, you're a Jew, and you're there when this is happening, what are you thinking?
如果你是当时的一个犹太人，你看到这些事情发生，你会怎么想呢？
Jesus has been declared guilty of sin.
耶稣被认为是有罪的。There's
a red cord around his head.
头上有一条红色的。The
people are shouting, take him away.
人们围着他喊，带他走，带他走。And
he's led out of the city by the Gentiles.
他由外邦人领走，领到城外。
That had a mess with their mind.
他们肯定会想到一些事情。
I want to pause here and just reflect for a moment. How often did Yom Kippur have to happen?
我们先停在这儿，想一想，赎罪日多久要发生一次呢？
How often? Once a year.
每年一次。
Wouldn't it be great if we could have a sacrifice that didn't have to happen once a year, but a sacrifice that was done once and for all. Wouldn't it be great?
如果我们可以有这么一种仪式, 能够把我们的罪赎掉一次就好了, 一次就可以代表永远了, 那么那是多么好啊。
If we could have that type of sacrifice, you know what I would call that?
如果我们能有那样一个, 献祭的方式, 我们会怎么称呼它呢?
Good news.
我们会觉得这是一个好消息。
So let's read what the writer of Hebrews said.
我们来读一下, 希伯来书,
Hebrews 10:1-5.
希伯来书10章1-5节, 律法既是将来美事的影儿, 不是本物的真相, 总不能借着每年长献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不是早已止住了吗？因为礼拜的人良心即被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。所以基督到世上来的时候就说：“上帝啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体。”
Once for all.
一次就够了。
This is what, let's read this one. Hebrews 10:11-14.
希伯来书10章11-14, 凡祭司天天站着侍奉上帝, 屡次献上一样的祭物, 这祭物永不能除罪, 但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭, 就在上帝的右边坐下了, 从此, 等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳, 因为他一次献祭, 便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Here's a fascinating story that comes to us from the Jewish Mishnah.
在犹太人的 经典里面, 还记载了一个非常有趣的故事。
And this comes from two sources.
有两个地方都记载了这个故事。
That red cord that was tied around the goat,
那个羊头上拴的红布条,
when they released that goat, they would bring the red cord back to the temple.
当他们把这个羊放在旷野里之后, 他们会把红布条带回圣殿。
And they would hang that red wool cord at the entrance of the temple.
他们就把那个布条挂在圣殿的入口处。
And every year, it would turn white.
每年它就会变成白色了。
Over the course of the year.
在一年当中逐渐变白。
Until 40 years before the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem.
直到圣殿被毁之前40年。
All of a sudden, it stopped turning white.
突然它就不会再变成白色了。
Anybody know when Jerusalem was destroyed?
你们知不知道耶路撒冷是什么时候被毁坏的？
70 AD.
是公元70年。
All right, let's back the clock up. What's 40 years before 70 AD?
然后公元70年再往前数40年是哪一年呢？
Anybody know what happened in the spring of 30 AD?
你们知不知道在公元30年的春天发生了什么事情呢？
Easter weekend.
在那个复活节的周末。
That's the weekend Jesus died.
那是耶稣基督被钉死的时候。
And that was the last year.
那就是那最后一年。
You know what I say to that?
这表明什么呢？
Wow.
是很令人惊讶的。
Absolutely amazing.
非常非常奇异的。
This morning, the goal of this sermon is not to give you information.
我们今天讲到的目的不是告诉大家这些知识。
The goal of this sermon is to have your life transformed.
我们讲到的目的是为了让大家的生命有所转变。
God has provided a way for you to be cleansed today of your sin.
今天神就为你提供了一个方法，让你能够从罪里面得洁净。
All the kids realize that you've sinned.
我们所有的孩子都认识到我们是有罪的。
It's a common problem that we all have.
是人类共同的问题。
And when we sin, we encounter guilt and shame.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们会有羞辱，会有见不得人的感觉。
And people don't know how to get rid of that.
人们不知道怎么样能够脱离这种苦处。
Because you can't get rid of it yourself.
因为我们自己是无法脱离这种罪的责备的。
You need to have a high priest.
你需要一位大祭司来帮你。
The high priest is Jesus now.
我们现在的大祭司就是主耶稣基督。
And you see in verse 13 that he has been made perfect forever.
因为他已经叫那成圣的人永远完全。
Who's he talking about?
他在讲什么呢？
Who has been made perfect forever?
谁是永远完全了呢？
You.
是你。
When we ask for God to take away our sin, he takes away all of our sins.
当我们求神赦免我们的罪的时候，他就赦免了我们一切的过犯。
Verse 14 says, yes, we continue those who are being made holy. We're still in the process of getting rid of our sin.
是，我们还是处在一个成圣的过程当中。
But from God's point of view, when we ask, Lord, forgive me, all of our sins are gone.
但是从神的角度来看，当我们向他恳求的时候，我们所有的罪孽就都不见了。
Your identity today, you are a saint.
今天你们的身份是圣人。
Yes, we still struggle with sin, but we're saints.
我们还是和我们的罪在做斗争，但是我们已经是圣人了。
I think we should start calling each other by, oh, Saint Daniel, how are you today?
我们应该彼此称呼，比如说圣 Daniel。
That's who we are.
我们就是圣，已经是这样了。
That's who you are.
你也是这样的。
That's your identity.
那是你的身份。
And if you're not walking in that freedom today, if you are being crushed by sin and by guilt and by bondage to things, you can be free.
如果你还没有感觉到这种自由，如果你还是被你的罪恶所缠累、所捆绑，其实你是可以被得自由的。
Jesus, our high priest, has once for all sacrificed his life for us.
因为主耶稣基督，我们的大祭司，曾经用自己的生命亲自为我们献祭。
So I want us to end by doing something.
所以我们今天结束以前。
A moment of silence between you and God.
请大家在神面前静默。
And I'd love for you to live this story that we just talked about. And place your hands forward like this, as if you're placing your guilt on that Azazel goat.
请大家, 你可以把手伸出来, 就想想刚才那个故事, 就像祭司把手放在阿撒歇勒那个羊的头上一样, 你可以把手伸出来。
Take your sin.
把你的,
Take your
罪,
shame.
把你的, 耻辱,
Take your addictions.
把你的, 没有法放弃的这种,
and put them on Jesus.
把你一切所有, 困扰你, 缠累你的东西都放在耶稣基督身上。
Do that right now.
你现在就可以这样做。
Lord, we transfer our sin to you.
主啊,
we thank you for being loving and willing to take our sin.
感谢你爱我们, 愿意为我们, 愿意来担当我们的罪孽。
And as your word says, Lord, take our sin as far as the east is from the west.
就像经上所说, 把我们的罪带走, 就好像从东带到西。
Take it away forever.
远远地带走。
And help us, Lord, to walk in steps of holiness before you.
求你今天帮助我们在你面前以圣洁的方式行走。
Help us today to encourage one another.
帮助我们彼此激励。
Because we all struggle with sin.
因为我们都与我们的罪正在做斗争。
Help us to remind each other that we're saints.
请帮助我们彼此的提醒，我们已经是圣人了。
And that the goat has left the building.
那个代替我们罪的羊已经远离了这个地方。
Lord, we thank you for the freedom and the joy that we have in our relationship with you.
感谢你给我们, 和你的这种关系, 让我们能够享受到自由和喜乐。
We give you praise for this freedom in Christ.
我们为这自由和喜乐感谢你。
In his name.
以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.